Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 45 of Joshua, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is The High Cost of Coveting. William Shakespeare said, "Desire of having is the sin of covetousness." Martin Luther said, "Covetousness is never to be satisfied. The more it has, the more it wants. Such insatiable ones injure themselves and transform God's blessings into evil." Our text today is Joshua 7, verses 22 through 26. "So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran to the tent, and behold, it was hidden in his tent with the silver underneath. And they took them out of the tent and brought them to Joshua and to all the people of Israel. And they laid them down before the Lord. And Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan the son of Zerah, and the silver, and the cloak, and the bar of gold, and his sons and daughters, and his oxen and donkeys, and sheep, and his tent, and all that he had. And they brought him up to the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, 'Why did you bring trouble on us? The Lord brings trouble on you today.' And all Israel stoned him with stones. They burned them with fire and stoned them with stones. And they raised over him a great heap of stones that remains to this day. Then the Lord turned from his burning anger. Therefore, to this day, the name of that place is called the Valley of Achor." Coveting can be a fatal sin if not kept in check. God warns against coveting at least 16 different times in Scripture. Notice how dangerous and useless coveting can be. First, Achan said, "I saw." He must have been mesmerized. Second, he said, "I coveted." There is no question as to whether or not he really needed the garment, the silver, and the gold. He couldn't use it. James said that every good and perfect gift comes from above. What good is treasure that you can't use and that you must keep hidden? It's no accident that the final and most inward of all the Ten Commandments deals with covetousness. Part of the Old Testament law reads, "You shall burn the carved images of their gods with fire. You shall not covet the silver or gold that is in them, nor take it for yourselves, lest you be snared by it. For it is an abomination to the Lord your God." Jesus restated this in more contemporary words, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses." Luke 12:15. Covetousness destroys joy in the Christian. The grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. When we spend our time looking across the fence at what we don't own, we miss seeing how gracious God has been in what is legitimately ours. Achan said, "I saw, I coveted, I took, and I hid." Silver and gold are not bad in themselves, but how often they take over our minds and lead us away from God into an idolatry of things. Achan's story is ours, wherein we are unwilling to say with the Apostle Paul, "I have learned in whatever state I am to be content," as seen in Philippians 4:11. Colin Peckman, in his devotional commentary on Joshua, describes the attractiveness of sin that lured Achan. "Achan saw a beautiful Babylonian garment, and he lusted after this, and the silver and gold. Sin attacks and allures. It fascinates and fools. It draws and condemns. We must have it. It becomes an obsession." So it was with Achan. He could withstand it no longer. He saw and he coveted. The consequences of being disobedient faded into the background. That which was before him, he had to have. It became a force which he could not control. He who is greedy for gain troubles his own house. And that day, Achan brought great trouble to his house. He was greedy for gain and disobeyed God in order to get it. All kinds of devices are inverted. All kinds of twisted plans are devised to grasp the things the heart desires. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts which drown men in destruction and perdition. The foundation of Achan's demise was a covetous heart. If he had been content with following God into the promised land, he would have been blessed beyond measure. Instead, his coveting heart led to the defeat of his nation, the loss of his family, and ultimately his own life. We discover in Joshua 7:26 that Achan's judgment and death abated the Lord's anger against all Israel. This reminds us that Jesus took our judgment by dying in our place. We rebelled against God's commands, just as Achan did. God's word is clear that we deserve the penalty of sin, which is death. But thanks be to God, Jesus died in our place. Questions to consider. In what ways are you prone to coveting? How can gratitude and contentment build a spiritual barrier against a covetous spirit? How does 1 Corinthians 6, 9-11 impact your view of coveting? Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. Pray with me. Lord, thank you for our salvation, but also for our sanctification. Show us that you are enough, and that nothing else will ever compare, such that we seek after only you. We love you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.